You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara calls the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, Avelus Yeshona. It's called an old Avelus. The Gemara contrasts Avelus of Tisha B'Av to the Avelus of regular mourning, and this is called Avelus Yeshona, in comparison to something else, which is called Avelus Chadosha, a new Avelus to an old Avelus. So for the Gemara alone, you could understand that maybe it means the same, only something here we are mourning for something very far back in the past, and then you could beg more in something which is more recent. If you are Sheber and Darikedem, in various places, clothed that there are basically three differences. One of the differences spoken Shabbos is that on every Avelus, a person has to keep Avelus in measure. He should not go ahead and mourn too much. The Rambam says, "Al ikshe, al avel yois al meiso yois el midai." A person should not be too harsh on himself or avelus. Why? Shenemar al tif kol ameis. The pasuk says, "Don't cry so much." Why? Shezeu minogo shaloi lama. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that this is how the world runs. So there is no idea of increasing. You do what is prescribed, and that's it. The avelus of Tisha B'Av is not like that. The avelus of Tisha B'Av, there is a base case, and the halacha is that everybody has to add to it. The Rambam starts the idea of adding to the avelus already in Erev Tisha B'Av. Even though the eve of Tisha B'Av, a person is allowed to eat normally, and by Suda Mafsek is just not to have wine or drink wine or eat meat, says the Rambam, a person should add to avelus. He should actually eat very little and sit on the floor. And the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, that's what his minhag. His minhag was that even though you're allowed to do things, you keep adding. And that's the aloha, right? You've seen that the minhagim of the Ashkenazim, we added so many details onto the avelus of Tisha B'Av. And that kept adding through the generations. But that's our aloha. The Rambam says that you have to add to the avelus, if you can, which is the opposite of a regular avelus. A second difference is that this idea of adding to the avelus, it is a function of who you are. Says Rabbi Yoshua Ben is master from the aloha, that the more you understand what the Beis HaMikdash is, the more you have to mourn. You would have actually thought the opposite, and Shai even mentioned maybe the opposite, that the less you know, the more you have to be misabel, maybe to teach yourself what was the Beis HaMikdash, but that's just the opposite. That's why the aloha in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, roi lechol Yerushalayim, every Yerushalayim should go ahead and to be misabel and to mourn on the destruction of the temple on an ongoing basis. So that's a second difference. A third difference is something which is very fundamental. On every other avelus, a person has to come to terms with that. A person has to be mekabel. The Gemara says, "Chayev odom levarach al aroch hasusholim kishem shebivarach al atoyv." A person has to make a brocha on bad things as much as he makes on good things. And the Gemara says, "What's a chidush lekabolinu b'simcha?" A person has to accept it and to come to terms with that. The avelus of Yerushalayim, this avelus Yeshona, is not an avelus that we accept. It's an avelus that we actually question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in Eicha, Eicha is a questioning. Eicha Yoshev Adot, how is it possible? And if you look, the end of Megillas Eicha, Lama lo netzach tishkocheinu, Lama lo netzach tishkocheinu ta'azveinu leorech yomim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you forsake us forever? So we actually question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at all of the, if you pay attention on the kinnis, many of the kinnis are asking the same question. Lama la netzach tazveinu, eicha ga'arta be'apecha. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did you do that? And you didn't remember X, and you didn't remember Y, and you didn't remember Z. Lama la netzach tishkacheinu. And we paraphrase that approach of the Megillah throughout. Why do you forsaken us? So says Yoshua Ben, even though we never question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the avelus of Tisha B'Av, we are allowed to question, to challenge. And the question again is why? So it comes out that the avelus of Tisha B'Av, the avelus on the Churban, which is called an avelus Yeshona, is qualitatively different than the other avelus. It's an avelus that you actually get to increase the avelus, which we never do. It's an avelus that the increase in avelus becomes an obligation depending of where a person is. It's an avelus that you never come to terms with that. You always challenge and you always question. And the issue is, why is that so? What is the message for us? The Gemara called Misabel al Yerushalayim, everybody who mourns in Yerushalayim, who actually experience its rebuilding, is actually quoted at the end of Cheskes Abatim in Babasra. Masechta Babasra, right, has the third perek, which relates to Cheskes Abatim. We'll talk in a second what it is. And the last daf talks about the halachos of the Churban, called Misabel Yerushalayim, and says the Gemara there that after the Churban, we should have never eaten meat and drink wine. But we can't go so far. And therefore, we made all kinds of stipulations. When you build a house, you got to leave an open space. When you make a simcha, you don't bring everything out. You keep one of the dishes outside. When a person gets married, you go ahead and you put, actually, ashes on the chosen. And the question is, this Gemara never made sense to me. Right, the Churban should be brought where? The story of the Churban is brought into places. The story of the Churban of Bais Rishon, of Megillah Secha, is in Masechet HaSanhedrin. The story of the Churban of Bais Sheni is in Masechet HaGittin. So if you want to talk about the Avelus of Yerushalayim, you should mention it there. If not there, you should mention Masechet HaTainis. Masechet HaTainis is the Mishnah of Mishimah Nichdas Av Memati Besimcha. Okay, so you mention there. So you don't want to mention Masechta Tainis, which is Ilchos Tisha B'Av, mentioning Ilchos Moed Kotten, which is the Masechta that deals with Avelus. What does it have to do anything with Cheskes Abatim? But I think the message here is very clear. This year was an interesting year, that Eretz Yisrael and us, we split the Parshas in the Shmini Shel Pesach, in the last day of Pesach, for us was Pesach, and for Eretz Yisrael was a Shabbos or was a regular Shabbos. So they read the regular Kriyas HaTorah. But the issue was, this is the first time, at least that I remember, that we were separate from Eretz Yisrael all the way through until Matos Maaseh. Even though we had the chance to put the Parshas together, to have a double Parsha here, Achri Mois Kedoshi was right afterwards. If anybody remembers. And we missed opportunity after opportunity. Now, the Marit, everybody knows, I think the people already mentioned it, says that we didn't do it earlier because Eretz Yisrael, their Kriya was not done in the best way possible. Because we know that the halacha is that you have to read Parshas Bechukos Yisrael right before Shavuos. Tosfos says you interrupt only with Parshas Bamidbar. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael read Parshas Bechukos Yisrael 2 weeks before, and they had two Parshas interrupting, Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Nosoi. So our way of reading was better. Why? Because we were able to read Parshas Bechukos Yisrael right before, meaning two Shabbos before Shavuos. So therefore we did not want to join the Parshas before for us to do it not properly. But that explains to the end of Vayikra. The problem is that on Parshas, on Sefer Bamidbar, we had a chance to join two Parshas before and to be like Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Chukas Balak. And we waited. We didn't do Chukas Balak, and we waited until Matos Maaseh. And this is built on a goin. The groin Siman Tav Chof Ches in Nor Chaim says that Parshas Matos Maaseh is always a double Parsha connected, except for one rare instance. But you should always try to keep Matos Maaseh together. So Eretz Yisrael could not do that. Because to Eretz Yisrael, they had a problem because they have an extra Shabbos. So they read Matos Maaseh separately. So therefore, we did not join any other Parsha. We did not connect any other Parsha. Because if we did that, we were not able to join Matos Maaseh together. Which, by the way, just parenthetically, this is l'chora a riot to something. That Eretz Yisrael, this year, read Kriyas HaTorah with two issues. They read Parsh Kriyas Their Kriyas HaTorah was bedieved in 2 points. Number one, they read Parshas Bechukoisai too early. Number two, they separated Matos Masei. Chutz Loretz was much better because we read Lekatchila. We read Bechukoisai at the right time, and Matos Masei we joined. So he's right that our calendar really follows the Chutz Loretz, because in Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Gemara says that they read the Kriyas HaTorah in 3 years. Right? They went back to reading on a yearly cycle later. So here is the Chora Mashma, that their change from the 3 year cycle to the 1 year cycle was after the calendar was established. Okay, so the calendar, while the calendar was established. Therefore, our Kriyas HaTorah works perfectly, and their Kriyas HaTorah is like what's called reverse engineered. Like it tries to fit in. But be as it may, Parshas Matos Masei is together. And the question is, what makes it so important to be Matos Masei together? The Meisoschor explains something amazing. And he says, you know something, Matos Masei has to be together. Because if you look at Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks, we should read 4 parshas in the 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzorim. Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Batois, Parshas Masei, and Dvorim. And he says why? Because these 4 parshas talk about the Nachlas Eretz Yisrael, how Eretz Yisrael belongs to every Jew. Parshas Pinchas, we have Leilat Techalek Oretz. In Parshas Matos, we divided Eretz Yisrael, Negal Bnei Reuven. Parshas Masei, you have the idea of Begoyrel Techalek Oretz. And then Parshas Dvorim repeats the story of the division and the giving out of the land to Bnei God Bnei Reuven. So therefore, we read the Parshas Nachlas Oretz in the time of Bein HaMetzorim. Rabbi said, I think that what it says here is something givaldic. Bein HaMetzorim, when we go ahead and we have Avelus on everything else. Avelus on everything else is that we mourn for something that we lose, that we lost. The Avelus that we have on the Churban HaMikdash, which is called Avelus Yeshona, is the Avelus not that we mourn for something that we lost. We just have the feeling that we are missing something. It's the feeling that we, in the current stage, are missing something. There is a void, there is an emptiness in ourselves. All the halachas that Yoshe Ber says that there is a difference between Avelus Yeshona and Avelus Chadosha. It's because the Avelus is totally different. The Avelus that we have on everything else is that we mourn for something that we lost, that's not ours anymore. The Avelus that we have, the Avelus Yeshona, that there is no Nechoma for the Avelus, is an Avelus of the feeling that we, in the current stage, can't do it. We are missing something. It's the Avelus of the feeling that we, in such a situation, are not complete. We have a void in ourselves. Bein HaMetzorim only has a value of Bein HaMetzorim because Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. It's a chilek of us. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of Eretz Yisrael, is Nachlas Eretz Yisrael, means Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. If we don't have it, we have a void and something is missing from us. Says the Maharal. What's the idea of the Churban Kolam Isabel al Yerushalayim Zoyche Veroye Ben Nechamosa? It's because if a person feels complete, Yerushalayim will never be built for him. The concept of the Shaychus of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Shaychus HaKudosh Baruch Hu v'Eretz Yisrael, it's only Shaykh if we have a space, an emptiness. We have a kli to receive it. Our Avelus is the feeling that we need Yerushalayim, we need Eretz Yisrael, we need the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need the Mikdash, we are missing something, we have a void in ourselves. Nachlas Haoretz is read in the Bein HaMetzorim to tell us and to frame what the Avelus is all about. If you go into that, you can understand what fits in Baba Basra. What's Baba Basra? Baba Basra is Cheskes Abatim, is a situation like this. That if you sold a land to somebody and somebody takes possession of the land, he has to keep his document for 3 years. Which means that if you go you lived in the house. And then after 3 years, somebody else has been living there for 3 years, and you go to that guy and you say, listen, this is my house, please return the house to me. The guy could say, I'm sorry, I bought it from you, it's mine. As long as 3 years pass, you lose your claim back. But the 3 years have a tolling, they stop as long as you protest, as long as there is a machor. A machor means that this is still mine. This still belongs to me. Which makes the guy who claimed that he has bought it, he has to keep the document to prove the ownership. As long as you claim the ownership, you don't lose it. The reason why Velus of the Mikdash is brought specifically in Cheskes Abatim is to tell the Velus Yeshona, it's not that we are mourning, we are protesting. It's a machor. It's telling that this is ours. We can't live without it. Not being able to live without it, that's what Avelus is all about. Avelus Yeshona is not that you are mourning on a past tense. Avelus Yeshona means that you can't live. Your life is missing without it. It's the ultimate macho is Avelus. Therefore, the Ilchus is called Abisabel and Yerushalayim is brought at the end of Cheskes Abatim. There's no greater Cheskes Abatim than this Avelus. So we mean all the halachas of Avelus Yeshona make sense. Avelus Yeshona is something that you actually have to add to the Avelus. Every other Avelus, you don't add to the Avelus. You cannot. Says the Rambam, why? Because it's Minhogo Shaloylam. Minhogo Shaloylam means that's how it happened. That's how life is all about. You come to terms with it. All of the Avelus of Yerushalayim is exactly not to come to terms with it. To say that's not Minhogo Shaloylam. That this is ours. This is an aberration in life. How do you show that this is the case that's not Minhogo Shaloylam? The aloha is that this is the only Avelus that you add to the Avelus. You add to the Avelus because every other Avelus you don't add because it's Minhogo Shaloylam. This Avelus is telling you that this is not Minhogo Shaloylam.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The same idea is that this is the only Avelus. And Rabbi Yoshebi already points out that not only you have to mourn for Yerushalayim, you actually have to physically suffer for it. The halacha is that when you go to sleep, the Rambam already quotes it, you have to, if you sleep with two pillows on Tisha B'Av, you take one of the pillows out. If you need two pillows, you put something to make it more uncomfortable. It has to be physically uncomfortable. Where in Ilchos Avelus you have that you have to make yourself uncomfortable? But the Avelus Yeshona is not an Avelus in the past. Avelus Yeshona is that you are missing something. You're almost mourning on yourself. And therefore you have to physically feel how much you miss Yerushalayim. It's not just a spiritual idea, it's the physical sense. And it's interesting that we Davka make it on our pillow, right? Because this is the parallel to Yaakov Avinu. Manoira Hamokim Hazeh was specifically when he had the pillow made out of the stones that became the Mokum HaMikdash. That feeling of the missing is exactly making our pillow less comfortable. That's why the halacha is that to grow in Avelus, the halacha on Tisha B'Av, that you grow in Avelus, it's a function of how much you know about the Mikdash. The more you realize that you're missing, the more you have to show that you're missing. And that's why we question. This is the only, every other Avelus, you're mekabel be'ahava. This is the Avelus that we don't accept. We don't kerms. There's no acceptance. We don't kerm. There's no fatalistic approach to Tisha B'Av. They say, okay, we deserved. We question. Lama lo netzach tishkacheinu. We don't accept it. As long as we don't accept it, it's still ours because part of us is missing. That idea of that you have to make sure that it's part of it you're missing, that's the Churban, is because realize something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebeyochol, the first thing that he did to allow us to exist, to give us existence, was what? Was something called the Tzimtzum. Something that he contracted himself and he created within himself an empty space for us. Mida keneged mida, we have to do the same to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we want Him in our lives, we have to create an empty space in ourselves to allow Him to rest in us. The Avelus Yeshona is the realization that we are missing something. That not having the Mikdash, not having Eretz Yisrael, is something that's part of us that's in the hands of somebody else. Mamoy nikaboch. That's why it's a din of Cheskes Abatim. And therefore, we'll never come to terms with it. For us to say, Boruch Dayan Emes, and let's go weiter. See, there is a meaning to say Boruch Dayan Emes when you get the Aliyah. And I think that if you say Boruch Dayan Emes, you violate the whole thing. There is a protest. Now, but not the Chas V'Sholom, we are questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the past. It's interesting because this is a take on something that was out there. If you read Megillas Eicha, you realize that Yirmiyahu is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last pasuk, Lama lanetzach tishkachenu. But the pasuk never asks, if you look at the Megillah, not the Megillah, the Kines, you always ask Lama. Lama zanachta lanetzach. But there is one word that's never used, please not that I paid attention, is the word Madua. In Hebrew, you could ask why, with the word Lama, or the word Madua. But there is a big difference between them. Says the Malbim, you know the differences between Lama and Madua? Madua comes from the word, the two conjunction of two words, Madoya. Why? I want to know what's the reason. You did this, what's the reason? For us, what's the reason? We all know what's the reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give us a reason. So questioning doesn't mean what's the reason. In life is not what's the reason. So Madua is not part of the question. Lama is Lema. To what objective you're doing this? What are you trying to achieve with this? Lama is the word Lema. Not Madua, why did it happen? Why did it happen? The Kudosh Baruch Hu knows. On that there is Tzidu Kadin. Tzadik Hashem ki piyu marisi. But you have to know Lema. What's the purpose? What are you trying to get? The Churban Habayis, there is no Madua. Like in life, and you have, we had the Shoah, we had Second World War, we can ask Madua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Madoya, what's your idea? Why did you do that? We have to say, Tzadik Hu Hashem Ki Piyu Marisi. But by here, we're never settling. We're saying, okay, I don't know why you did it, but what do you want from me? Lama, Lama Lanetzach, to what purpose? You must have a purpose. Let me find a purpose to get it back. Because the questioning here is not on the past, but how can we get it back? That is the protest. The protest is we can't live in such a situation. It has to be uncomfortable to us. Because Eretz Yisrael is ours, and part of ours, part of us, is in the hands of somebody else. All of the Avelus HaMikdash, says Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, is a very different Avelus. Avelus Yeshona and Avelus Chadosha are qualitatively different. Avelus Yeshona is spilled milk. Avelus Chadosha. And therefore, there is Nechoma, and that's it. You go ahead and say, fine, both dynamics, you go weiter. That's Minhog Shalom. Avelus Yeshona telling you that this is not Minhog Shalom. And therefore, it's a wound that never heals. And says the Maharal, if we create such a vacuum, by nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill it. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a vacuum within himself, and we came in, if we create a vacuum within ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in. In the world of supply-demand, which is the ultimate balance, every economist will say, which one comes first, the supply or the demand? Which one is more important? And the answer is unquestionably one. Always is the demand that drives. The supply fills the demand. In the Beis HaMikdash is exactly the same thing. What you need to do is the demand. To demand, to protest. Lama lo netzach tishkachin. What are you trying to achieve? How do we change? If we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill it in. The supply will come in once you have the demand. By this way, you could understand also something else. If the idea was that Nachlas Haaretz is taught to us by having four parshas in 3 weeks, it again feels like a round peg in a square circle or in a square hole, and vice versa. Meaning, why don't you have three parshas in 3 weeks, or four parshas in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks? Why do we have four parshas in 3 weeks? And why Dafka Matos Masei are connected? But if you learn this message, and I'm just telling you, I think it is so poshut. Shem Shomayim has also only three letters. There are four letters, but two of them are the same. The Hey, the second and the fourth letter are the same. The Hey is the same Hey. Chazal call it, one is the master plan, and one is the execution of the plan. One just called Bina, the other one's called Malchus. Matos Masei, the second parsha of Bina Mitzorim, is a double parsha. But you know why? Because you know why you were missing. Bais Sheni is very different than Bais Rishon. Bais Rishon, where is the destruction of Bais Rishon mentioned? The destruction of Bais Rishon is mentioned in Masechet Sanhedrin. You know why? Because Bais Rishon, we had it and we lost it. It's done. Sanhedrin is a punishment. Sanhedrin punishes people. That was a punishment. And that's gone. Bais Sheni was never Nechrev, was never destroyed. The Rai is very simple. From Bais Rishon, we lost things. Kedusha Rishoina, Kicha Lishaita, and we passed Loi Kicha Lasid Lavi. We lost Shechina. Even Bais Sheni, there were five things missing from Bais Sheni. If you look at Bais Sheni, the Pasuk says, Godol Yeh Kvoid Bais Achron Yuseh Min HaRishon. The Bais Sheni is called the last of the Baitim. Kedusha, why? Because even what was destroyed, Kedusha Shnia, Kicha Leshaita, Kicha Lasid Lovi, the Kedusha remains. Nothing went out. Just the opposite. The Rambam says when they built Bais Sheni, they followed the plan, they followed the blueprint of Bais Rishon, and they added everything of Bais Shlishi that they understood. Anything that made sense in Yecheskel, they put in Bais Sheni. So Bais Sheni was this mix, so it was like a quasi Bais Shlishi. Because Bais Sheni is a quasi Bais Shlishi. Says the Adir Baborim, the Ramchal says, the Bais Shlishi, we know that the Gemara says there is a Bais, there's a Bais HaMikdash Shalmata, there is a physical Bais HaMikdash, and there's a Bais HaMikdash Shalmaila. The Bais HaMikdash Shalmaila of Bais Sheni is Bais Shlishi. So Bais Shlishi is the Bais Sheni in its final form. So the destruction of Bais Sheni was not there. The idea is that the master plan, the blueprint, didn't come to realization. The two Hays didn't come into realization. And all of life is trying to take the blueprint of Bais Shlishi into full realization. But it's always there. That's why the two Hays are connected. One Hay is Bais Shlishi, one Hay is Bais Sheni. You just have to bring the Bais Sheni into realization. And therefore, there's no Churban. Therefore, where is Bais Sheni brought? Bais Sheni is brought by Masechta Gittin. Because Masechta Gittin means that we had a temporary divorce. But we're going to, hopefully, get remarried. Therefore, there is such a issue by divorce that you can't remarry somebody else. Because Kebiyochol, we are divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as long as you don't marry anybody else, you can always go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you pay attention, in Bais Rishon, the Apostle compares it Almona. Hoysa ke almona. Chazal say, not a real almona, but somebody who went by la limdina sayam. Somebody is like a quasi-widow. That's Bais Rishon, which was destroyed. Bais Sheni is Gittin, is a Gerushin, because he's still here. On Bais Sheni, the two Hays are connected, that's the feeling. The idea is that we never lost the Beis HaMikdash, we just, it's outside, it's like unmarried, we have to court it back to take it into realization. Bais Shlishi is there, we just have to pull it into us. If that is the feeling, that is the message of the Avelus. We don't mourn for something that we have lost, because we never lost anything. We mourn for the void that we have that needs to be filled in. We create a desire, we create a need. We create a question that needs to be answered. But a question not about the past, a question about the future. Not the Madua, but the Lama. And all the Avelus is to show and to create a nas in the void. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu did help us, that if we actually appreciate what we're missing, I think in life it's very easy to carry a whole life and not realize what and why we're missing something. Tisha B'Av is a reflection of what are we missing? What are we looking for? If we create that void, the yearning of Eretz Yisrael, realizing that Eretz Yisrael is part of us, the yearning of Kedusha, the yearning of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed will be Menachem. So the end question that we have to always ask, that's the message of Tisha B'Av, Lama lanetzach tishkacheinu tishkacheinu tetazoinu l'orech yomim. To what purpose you're forgetting us? How do we take care of it? May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed help us that the next year we should be able to achieve a hopefully a good answer with that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.